How's it going? I'm B. Smitty.
And I'm Jesse.
Today we're talking about the film Seven. Directed by David Fincher and released in 1995. So this movie is kind of just a classic mid-90s, as in like the thrillers.
Yeah.
There was like kind of a stretch of thrillers in the mid-90s.
Seems like it, yep. You're either watching thrillers or you're watching comedy.
Yeah. One or the other. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Starring Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman was a big part of that stretch of thrillers in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. He played the, is it Kiss the Girls?
And Long Came a Spider.
Long Came a Spider.
Those type of films.
Yeah.
I think this movie is probably, especially for like the 90s, kind of it went away from like the colorful, happy movies. Because there was a lot of those like happy type movies that were going on in the basically since the 80s through the early 90s, and this kind of just could have put a spin on everything.
There's nothing happy or bright about this movie.
No, there isn't. The visual of this film is one of my favorites in any movie. Super dark, kind of like it's like one of those things where like it just, if you're watching it, it just like your own atmosphere kind of feels dark and rainy.
Right. Yeah. Very.
You kind of get sucked into that world.
Yeah. Almost depressing. Like it just. Dreary, dark, rain all the time throughout the whole movie. David Fincher's good at having those dark type, movies. You know, just the how he shoots his movies. He has a certain feel, like we've talked in podcasts before, but his vision's usually a little dark.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. I think this is kind of one of his like defining kind of movies that kind of really put his name into like the the world of being a director and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. It's it really became a movie that really, I don't want to say catapulted like Brad Pitt or Morgan Freeman, but you really think about this movie when you think of those guys.
Yeah.
And Morgan Freeman. He's been in Shawshank and stuff, which is, that's probably what he's mainly known for. Yeah. But, you also think of him in like this movie, and Brad Pitt is like, oh yeah, he's awesome in Seven.
Yeah. It's definitely the best, they're the best duo detective kind of,
it's really
there's no
good.
Better duo than those two.
Yeah. Their personalities go perfect together.
Yep.
And, Morgan Freeman's just good as one of those, detective type guys.
Yeah.
And that's why he was kind of like typecasted in those roles for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brad Pitt's good at being that kind of like wiry, like always kind of pissed off, like,
yeah,
you know I'm better than what you think I am.
You're right.
It's so their personalities really went well together, I thought.
Yep. I think for the movies to come from David Fincher, I think that's kind of like, this was like the starting of like when you heard of a David Fincher film, you kind of were like excited to to see it.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's, and that's another thing too, is like, all right, you used Brad Pitt in Seven, and then a couple years later, here comes Fight Club.
Yep.
And Fight Club's on a whole another level too. And hopefully we'll talk about that movie someday.
Yep.
And
Fight Club is definitely crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think with Seven, like the actual cast is all heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow and Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
It's definitely a really good cast, and I think I like the whole idea of the guy that they're looking for, for like the killing the people and the seven deadly sins.
It's like a cat and mouse
thing.
Like they think they're almost to him. But, he's already killed somebody.
Yep.
He's already, and he bases it off the seven deadly sins. So that's from
I really like how they didn't, do like over the top and like show like the killings and stuff. I think that's kind of like what made it good too.
Is yeah, there you didn't see the initial gore of somebody being killed or tortured or anything like that. It's just you see the aftermath. Mm-hmm. You know, they're always too late.
Yeah,
it's like, and basically the movie's like, all right, he's obviously going after, you know, basing it off these, you know, seven deadly sins. So, you know, what will he do next? And mm-hmm. So it's really like they're just one step behind throughout the whole movie.
Yep. And I really like the whole concept of like the composition books and mm-hmm. that like basically the whole apartment scene is probably one of my favorites, because that's kind of like really when they kind of find out how crazy this person really is.
Yeah.
You know, and that they've actually been, you know, around him because they had photos of him, you know, at the
razor blading his
fingerprints
off and having them taped. And
that the intro to the movie is probably one of the best too.
Yeah.
That's a really really good intro to a movie. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's one thing that's not, you know, they don't really make too many movies like that with opening titles anymore. I can't think of one off the top of my head, at least.
Like, I'm not a big fan of a movie starting off with a bunch of titles or anything, but this movie, I like I like how they do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big fan of, like, a movie, like, you put in a movie and then all of a sudden it's starting.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no credits, there's no nothing until maybe, like, 5 minutes down, they'll put the title of the movie or something like that, you know? But, like, this one, it just goes off with like
it's
like a few minutes of just credits, but it's cool how they do it.
Yeah, basically the whole credits is basically the mind of the killer, basically
the mind of a serial killer.
Yeah, so I think that's what's kind of cool, is like at least they like kind of they basically put it all together of like, okay, yeah, this is a crazy person,
right?
And this is just the credits to start it, and it's gonna get nuts from here.
The whole movie's edited very well.
Yeah, it is edited very well, for sure. And I definitely like just, like, it's almost like the whole movie, like how we're just saying how dark and dreary it is, it's almost like a black and white film that's color. It's very weird to, like, say it like that, but, like, there's nothing bright about it. There's no, like, colorful anything.
Yeah, and that's kind of how Fincher's movies are. Like, even as, like, recent, like Gone Girl, like, it's...
There's very desaturated. Yeah, like not bright
there's
colors.
No bright colors in it, and it's like, and I watched like Sleepy Hollow the other day, and Tim Burton's kind of the same way. Like, you're watching Sleepy Hollow, like, it's almost black and white.
Yeah,
you know, but it's cool. Like, all of a sudden you see like the blood is like bright red compared to everything else.
Yeah.
So it's cool like that. You know, it's and that's
everything doesn't have to be bright.
No,
it
don't.
I think that's one of my favorite things to kind of go by too when I create my own crap is like, it doesn't have to be bright.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, you know,
like Seven, you're it's a movie about serial killers. It doesn't have to be bright, you know, or just like his movie, like Gone Girl. It's a movie about, you know, a missing wife that's possibly murdered and it's nothing has to be bright about it.
Yep.
So,
I think like what another good thing with this movie too is really just the actual just like the script of the movie. Like it's very like it's I feel like you know a lot of movies could just kind of like just have some random dialogue in it, and I think that's because to me you don't have to have much dialogue in a movie. It's more about like visuals and like leading you up to whatever's going to happen. And I feel like, you know, thinking about this movie, there is a lot of dialogue in this movie.
There is,
But I think it's, like, very to the point, like, what, you know, what they're feeling and what, you know, it's not like, you don't really have anything, it doesn't go away from what they're doing.
No,
like, you don't have, like, a weird side storyline or anything like that.
You're interested in what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's not like they threw dialogue in just to make time, you know, fill in some time. I mean, it's always has something to do with something, so you're always interested.
Yep. And it's crazy. It's been out for 20 years.
It's weird. I know. It's 95. I'm like, what the heck? It doesn't seem like it was around that long.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It held its value pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you haven't seen it and you watch it now, like, it's a movie that you could feel like that was kind of just made. Like, it has a really good, like, feel to it. And it doesn't feel There's nothing it's really not, dated or dated, anything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
This is definitely one of the top type movies for an ending as well.
Yeah. It's got that twisted ending where it's like, whoa, man.
It's a very good build up too. Like the whole ending is probably, I mean, I don't know how long the sequence really is, but if I can guess, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, so it kind of seems long for an ending type sequence, but like, it keeps you like, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah,
like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And I like how it's filmed from like the helicopter and then like from Morgan Freeman's perspective to like the Brad Pitt perspective. You have all these different like people kind of looking at the one scene that's happening.
And like what's in the box?
Yeah. What's in the box? Yeah. So it's, the ending was great. And it really, awesome. I think that really put like the final, like, you know, thing into the movie where it's just like, yeah, it made it an instant classic.
The movie's, you know, disturbing throughout, and then this just
caps it off.
Caps it off.
Yep.
Like, all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a must watch. You know, it's for sure one of the best movies of the 90s. For sure.
It's right up there.
Yep. So,
it's one of my favorite, probably like suspense type movies.
Yep. One of the best for both
mystery,
Brad Pitt and
suspense,
Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely. Yeah. And that genre of films definitely up there on the top.
Yeah.
But yeah, check out Seven. Go buy it because it's worth it. You know, if not, rent it. You know what to do. Take it easy.